You are now listening to FNB Radio.
And welcome to FNB Radio. My name is Lindsay Collins and I am your host. I'm back. I'm not feeling as shitty as I was last week. My voice sounds better, which is important to me. I'm sure you guys are like, you sound the same as you always do. This is my favorite thing that people tell me. Whenever I get a cold or something where I feel like my voice is really affected and I'm super sensitive to it and I get embarrassed about the way it sounds when I'm sick, not just on the show, like in general, in life. And I'm always like, look, can't you hear it? Can you hear how bad my voice sounds? And the people are like, you sound the same. You sound the same as you always do. And so I'm like, well, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it's all in my head. But it makes it easier for me to relax because I'm A, I don't feel quite as terrible, and B, I sound better to myself. And it's season 4, episode 5. We're just ticking away at the episodes here. It's like we're already 5 episodes in, which is crazy to me how fast the weeks go. And today's show is super exciting for me because it's one of my oldest colleagues and sweetest, dearest friends is going to be on the show. We're going to call up Tusk and talk to Sam Ryan. Sam Ryan and I started running food together at Per Se, like, oh my God, 2008. Is that right? 2008? So that's literally 10 years ago. Maybe it was 2009. I can't remember. I had been there a little bit longer than him, but not by much at all. We came in right at the same time, both as food runners. Wow, almost 10 years ago. Guys, I'm getting old. I'm having a baby. I'm getting huge. Things are just happening in my life. But it was so cool to talk to him. We call him up. He's now not the general manager of just one restaurant, but two restaurants, two incredible restaurants in the Pacific Northwest, a food city that I'm incredibly, incredibly jealous of and excited to visit. That's going to be my plan after the new year, is to get out to Portland, Oregon, which is where Ava Jean's and Tusk are located. Sam, we'll talk about him a little bit more in a minute, but he's had an incredible career and ended up out there kind of overseeing operations and managing in general at both restaurants. So we're going to hear from him and hear what's for family meal, which is super duper cool. But I've had some other stuff on my mind. I've had some incredibly, incredibly deep, deep-seated pangs for fall. I want it to be cool. I know we all do. If you're in the South, I know you do too. Maybe even if you're anywhere. Global warming, climate change has got everything so fucked up that it's like everybody everywhere is like, can't it just be fall already? But it's not. It's coming on kind of slow. It's always like that for us in the South. But I was having this thought the other day because, you know, I'm really missing being in restaurants. I've officially stopped working in restaurants until the baby's born. And then I'm going to take, you know, several months to hang out with the baby. And then I'm going to get back into it. But I've been not working in restaurants. And there's something that I really, really miss that I was trying to put my finger on. Like, why? What do you miss talking to people? No, I still talk to people. Do you miss polishing glassware? Not really. Do you miss taking out the trash? No, I still get to do that. Thank God. News flash, I use trash at my house. I make trash, constantly taking out the trash. I still get to clean. You know, I do all the same things that people in restaurants do, minus the getting tipped part, which is pretty shitty. But there's something specific where I was like, man, things just aren't feeling right. And I finally figured it out. I was laying there, you know, laying around because that's what I do now. I'm a very, very luxurious woman at this stage in my life. And it hit me that when you're in a restaurant, you get this sort of built-in seasonal appropriateness. Let me just dissect that statement a little bit because I don't know. If you work at maybe a restaurant where your menu doesn't change, maybe you don't feel this as much. But in any case, most of the restaurants I've worked at since I guess I was about 17, they're pretty much cooking along with the seasons. And so you get this built-in seasonal appropriateness that I think the whole world really secretly craves. Like, you know, in the South, you've got these women that have like, oh my gosh, men. You got these people that have like flags and decorations for every occasion, right? When it's fall, they get their little scarecrows out and they start dusting out their wreath that's all like these fake ass, you know, maple leaves in different colors. Everybody wants to feel and celebrate the change of the season. It's this kind of inherent thing that people do, that humans like to do. People want to drink pumpkin spice just because it turned October, even though it's not cold outside and pumpkin spice isn't really that good. But they want to do it. And I respect the need and the feeling of, I want to do that because it feels like I'm ready for a change. But when you work in a restaurant, you don't have to do that in such a contrived way. You don't have to be like, up, I better pick up one of these pumpkins because that's what's at Whole Foods. Or, you know, I better buy a Yankee candle that smells like butterscotch pumpkin vomit. You don't have to do that because here's what happens. Just by the normal operation of things, suddenly tomatoes disappear from the speed racks and they're replaced by apples. And you stop seeing these fresh herbs like basil, and the summer herbs kind of stop coming in. And you turn to these harder spices, you know, the things that are just in the pantry, because we're in that weird sort of lull. Thank God we'll always get eggplant and peppers. Thanks, eggplant, for growing. just not stopping. Eggplant, just, it's resilient as fuck. It's just going to keep growing until it officially freezes. And then you can still probably find it in South Carolina. But this sort of change is subtle and it's slow. It doesn't happen overnight by going upstairs into your attic and pulling out your box labeled fall decorations. It just kind of happens. One day you place an order for those tomatoes and they don't have them anymore. But you know what we do have? We're starting to see squash, or we're starting to see other gourds and pumpkin, and we're starting to see, you know, vegetables that sort of represent that season. Just because that's what they're supposed to do. But I take it for granted now that I'm not working in a restaurant during one of my favorite changes of the seasons, which is the summer to fall change is easily one of my favorite seasons. Like I love that transition because you kind of like soak up the last of that deliciousness of late summer. And then all of a sudden you're ready. You're ready when it's time to pull out the Dutch oven and you see these deep braised things start to come onto the menu, like kind of hinting at fall, kind of like reaching towards winter. So I noticed that's what it was. I was like, oh man. So I'm missing that in my current situation. And I'll tell you what I did. And it really fixed that problem for me, which, number one, I think people in general should run the home kitchen basically like a professional kitchen. I understand that not everybody's into that idea because people, A, don't even know what that means if they didn't work in a restaurant, and they also don't want to work that hard just at home. But I do. I'm weird like that. I like to have a mini stock program going at my house where, you know, I'm constantly sort of working on these projects to where it mimics that vibe that is walking in the back door or however you enter the restaurant to come into work. And usually you walk through the kitchen. Very few, maybe no restaurants that I've ever worked at, do you walk straight in and come through the dining room. But you walk in and you walk in through the back and you kind of are hit by these smells and sensations, these visuals. And they put you in that mode. So I like to mimic that in my own home. Yesterday, I made chicken stock. And I can't say enough about bone broth in general, which I know, like, oh my, I know. So I know you guys are just rolling your eyes. I can hear you rolling your eyes through this podcast, but just hear me out. It's really good for you. It's easy as fuck to make. You probably already have the shit to make it anyway, if minus the whole bird or the bones. So if you get that, then you probably have some random dying vegetables in your, you know, the little bin at the bottom that nobody uses except to let vegetables die in there. So just pull them out and throw some peppercorn, a bay leaf. These are already in your cabinet. And if they're not, they should be. Throw them in there with a whole chicken, or if you're just making vegetable stock. Even vegetable stock, if you're making it in the season, you're going to use the vegetables that are in season. So vegetable stock changes with the seasons as well. And the scent is different. And it will just make your house feel like it's doing the right thing. So yeah, I made a chicken stock yesterday. And in just that small thing, plus these beautiful, I posted a picture of them because I was like, this is what everyone needs in their house. This is how you truly get ready for fall. Cardamom ginger molasses cookies. And I finally got my fix. And I was like, oh, that's better. Jesus Christ. I've been feeling like I'm just, you know, what day is it? What time is it? How long have I been in my house? And finally, I had some sort of point of reference just from making stock and like a seasonally appropriate cookie. It's all you have to do. I promise you, it's going to do wonders for your mood. You're going to be like, wow, I feel like so on time. And it has nothing to do with some weird wreath that you bought, which is cool if you bought the wreath. I'm fine with the wreath. I mean, that's not my style, but I'm totally fine with the wreath. All I'm saying is it's the same feeling you get when you're like are driving through, you know, Asheville when the leaves are changing and it's fall. It's that, but on a sensory like smell and taste level instead of just a visual level, because it's breathtaking, right? To see snow falling in winter or see the leaves changing in fall. But you can do that in your own home. And I know that you guys know that, but sometimes it's just a good reminder because I really did take for granted the fact that the restaurant just provides that for you. I wanted that for myself. So there it is. Create your own fall vibe, even if it's fucking 90. I know it's 90 here. I know there's another hurricane coming and it's 90. I know all that, but just make some chicken stock or some vegetable stock. Throw some kombucha squash in there. You're going to be so happy. But yeah, we have a great show for you. We're going to get Sam Ryan in here. We're going to call him up. Get him on the phone, see what's happening out in Portland, Oregon, not Maine, which also has so much going on with food, as we know. But yeah, we're going to call him, see what they're eating for family meal. But first, a little word from our sponsors, guys. This show is brought to you by Care Of. And we talked about this. Care Of is a monthly subscription vitamin service that delivers completely personalized vitamins and supplement packs right to your door. I really, really love it. And this was interesting because so many of you reached out and were like, I love Care Of, or I already use Care Of, or I signed up for Care Of. So thank you for that. That does huge, huge things for us. For me, for the show, for keeping the show super free. And right now, they're doing a little promo where if you want to get 25% off your first month of personalized vitamins, you just put in the promo code when you check out, FNB. So you'd like order everything as you normally would. You take their adorable personalized quiz. You order your stuff, and right as you're paying, you know, where you would put in like a I have free shipping code or whatever. You put it in promo code. You guys are good at this. You buy stuff online. You know what a fucking promo code is. And it's FNB. So it's EFFINB. Put it in there and it'll give you 25% off. A little gift from me to you. to say thanks for A, listening to the show, and B, for actually checking out Care Of, because right now it's that shitty season. I mean, I'm getting better, but I am just kind of like, I got some congestion. I got some cough stuff going on. I want to give my immune system a boost. It's a nice time of year to get stoked for being healthy for winter, get ready to hibernate, be seasonally appropriate, and get your vitamins. You just go to takecareof.com and enter the promo code when you check out. EFFINB, as in this show. And I want to know. I know the Holy City Center said he was already taking them. Can't we just get him a promo code, like his own special one, just because he's already taking it, but it doesn't mean he shouldn't get the, you know, the benefits. I'm going to work on that, Holy City Center. I'm going to try to see if I can hook you up. I'm going to call Care Of right now. No, actually, I'm going to call Sam Ryan right now.
Hello?
Sam Ryan!
Oh my gosh! Where's
oh my
going?
God! I miss you! How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm currently eating some of the, maybe the worst pizza I've ever had in my life, which is hard to even talk
that
about.
That is quite an accomplishment.
I know. I feel really accomplished. I don't know how it's so bad. We're on vacation at this place, like, that's kind of out of the way. And there's like one restaurant, and the lady literally, I think, got the call and then drove to her house from her house to the pizza place and was like, let me turn the ovens on. Hold on.
Oh no.
Yeah, it was really bad.
That's exciting.
I know.
Glad
How
things are
you?
Going so well for you. I'm doing well.
I know. You're killing it. You're just, where are you working? Are you just at Ava Jean's?
So I'm also at Tusk. So I am, as of this summer, general manager of both restaurants. So it's been a lot, but it's been good.
Wow. Are they geographically close to each other? How do you manage?
They're about a mile apart. So I typically just make one restaurant my home base for the night and work there. And then if I need to duck out, then I can either grab a little city bike and take it over or just walk.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Yeah. The walking's been nice. Definitely a good chance to recharge my batteries and listen to the new Lil Wayne record.
Hell yes.
Of course.
What's the consensus? I haven't listened to it. Is it good?
It's actually way better than I thought it would be.
On a scale of 1 to 10 for Lil Wayne.
Oh, I mean, there were so many years where he was just at a 10 constantly that anything else is going to be like a six. We'll give it a six.
A solid six. That feels good. So you're at Ava Jean's today,
I'm fine
or you're
with
at
that.
Tusk?
Today I'm at Tusk, yeah.
Oh my God. And what is for family meal at Tusk?
Today for family meal at Tusk, hummus order. There's always hummus for us to eat. They tell me that eventually I'm going to get sick of hummus, but I don't believe that's true.
It's not happened yet for me.
It's not happened yet. Yeah. So, and our hummus is pretty fucking banging. Oh, can I swear?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, you can totally swear.
Okay. Should I swear more?
Yes. Yeah. If you could just amp up the, swearing, that would be better.
I apologize. I would have started swearing earlier if I'd known.
Wait, so is it all different flavors of hummus or is it like just traditional like tahini, chickpea, deliciousness, lemon?
It's pretty, so we always have two hummuses at the restaurant, one that's super classic and one that's the Tusk hummus that rotates, and typically for family meal we'll have at least one of those hummuses up, if not both. So the Tusk one right now is like stewed peppers and broccoli. It's awesome.
Oh my God, dude. That's amazing. Yeah. And how many people are actually eating staff meal today?
There's like a solid dozen, 14 of us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a big kitchen crew, and the front of house crew shows up early. They want a little bit of salad and pasta before they start. Not to spoil what else is for family meal today, but I think I just let the cat out of the bag.
I think you did. Is it salad and pasta?
It's salad and pasta. I done fucked up. So a little bit of, do all local farms, so it's always really good salad with just like the trim from peppers, carrots that we're getting out of the ground right now and just really Dude. Yummy stuff. And yeah, it's such good produce.
Yeah, Portland, I feel like, is one of those gold mines where it's like the weather. I have never been actually to the city, but the Pacific Northwest in general, just they crush with the produce.
It's amazing. Yeah. So much good stuff. And we have such cool farmers who work with us. So it's been really nice to get to explore all that food. Oh. But yeah, I got like some red peppers in here. I got some habaneras in here, which are my favorite. Got it all.
Dude, you're just killing it. You're doing great. You're generally managing good. Two restaurants at the same time.
Generally.
Which is pretty amazing. And that's good to know that they're putting it, because that's what I'm always like, what are people eating for staff meal? It's like the thing that I want to know the most, because I might not want to work at your restaurant if your staff meal sucks.
Oh, you don't want to work at a restaurant where staff meal sucks or where there's no staff meal?
I know.
Meal.
Or like sometimes people will just give you half off and I'm like, that's how you know it's like the worst place. If you have to pay.
That's.
You have to pay. Like.
You know you made a terrible mistake.
Horrible. Not to discredit the ones that have to. I'm happy they at least do that for you, but. It's cool that they put up something that's delicious, and it sounds like really, really fresh and thoughtful instead of like, you know, just whatever's hanging around.
Yeah.
Is it always the same person that kind of is in charge of staff meal or that same position in the kitchen?
No. Rotates around so everybody gets a chance at it. Some people go super elaborate with it. Some people, you know, just kind of get a little weeded and put up a pretty simple pasta, but there'll be the days where somebody really wanted to go all out and decided to do some sort of like crazy stew. Yeah. We've seen some elaborate preparations.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just the pasta gets the job done too. And I'm not mad at it, especially if there's, especially if there's hummus.
Yeah. Pasta and hummus. Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with you, Sam Ryan. You're the best. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. Cause I know you're just really busy. Listening to Little Wayne and,
well, it's good. It's
and
good.
Managing people.
That's what I do.
Sam fucking Ryan. That guy's the best. I want to go to Portland. Does anybody want to send me to Portland right now? I want some hummus. I want to see my pal, Sam Ryan. Check him out. If you don't follow them already, follow Ava Jeans and Tusk. It always feels like I'm saying and husk when I say that. And Tusk. Not husk. I mean, sure, husk. Husk's fine. I didn't mean for that to turn into an anti-husk thing. I just meant that, you know, kind of sounds the same. And Tusk. I really got to work on my enunciation. And that is our show. Guys, next week, oh my God, major, major things are happening. Next week in the studio, the one and only Sarah Licklider. If you don't know who that is, it's the duo that is Matt and Sarah Licklider, who are Lioco Wine. They're out of California, specifically Northern California. They're some of the most badass new California winemakers. And I'm a huge fan. Sarah was in town and was kind enough to schedule a little time with us. So she's coming in the studio. In the meantime, you can rate us on iTunes. You can do it. You can order your Cara vitamins. You can put in the promo code EFFINB. When you check out with your Care of personalized vitamin subscription, do it. I'm telling you. I think it's why I'm already feeling better. I can't say that for sure. It's not science. But something tells me that's part of why I'm feeling better. Maybe it was the chicken stock. We don't know. But yeah, you can rate us on iTunes. You can subscribe to the show, which you should be already. You can share it. You can rate it. You can leave us a beautiful review about, you know, what's in your little box of fall decorations? Probably something weird. I like the ones that like talk or sing a song. If you have one of those, I want to see it. You know, if it's like a ghost, oh yeah. Hey, we're going to get into Halloween. It's not even Halloween yet, but if you're already there, if you've got some stuff, if you've got some weird stuff, take a little video of it and send it to me. But especially if it sings a song, because those are scary. That's the real scary shit. And we'll see you next week. Bye, bye, bye.
Don't.